Good morning, sunshine. Good morning. Welcome to your day. Welcome to the light. Welcome to all good things that you deserve coming your way. All the gifts from God, open your arms to receive. Receive them wide. You deserve it. You deserve all the goodness, all the love that you are. Isn't that a wonderful way to wake up in the morning, to have those thoughts and to have that reception? To receive the highest form of respect for the being that you are. That's the truth. Doesn't always seem that way in our world out there, but that's why it's important that we be the initiates, that we be the ones that are imprinting, blueprinting the new archetype for the new human, how we want it to be, creating our heaven on earth, because that's what we're doing. We have to remember that. So today's post, I talk a little bit about remembering what 2016 is really all about. Let's start from the beginning. The soul always knows what to do to heal itself is a quote from Carolyn Mace. The soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind. Well, I'm sure we can all relate to that on our spiritual journey. These past few days, weeks, months have challenged even the most advanced light workers with the absolute ridiculousness and craziness that's going on out there in the world, and even being activated and triggered in our own homes. We're reminded that all of this has a purpose, and that it is the purging and letting go of all that is no longer in service to us for the new cycle of life that we're beginning in 2017. The number 9 is the year of completion, and we're moving into a 1 year next year. I'll talk about that cycle a little bit tomorrow so we can see the fabulousness that we have to look forward to. I have found for me personally how challenging to create these last few days have been with my work and all the transmuting that's necessary to do. In these higher planes, in this version of ascension, this is the work, and that I have to personally also keep reminding of myself of this, that this is what the work is about. In the early part of the year, we talked about how 2016 is the year of completion for anything that our soul, our being, is feeling the yearning to bring to completion. This year, 2016, we're saying yes to change. So I actually went back to the post that I did in the early part of the year, and I'm bringing some of this here to remind us that we want change individually and collectively. We're going for fulfillment in all areas of our lives. We all want the same thing: freedom to live here on this planet in peace and harmony, soaring spirituality, vibrant health, supportive loving relationships, fulfilling purposeful career that's rooted in love, the time for financial prosperity, bringing the spiritual into the material. And the spiritual was the missing piece that had to come first. The cosmic 9 energy takes our curiosity now. Getting intimate with the cosmic 9 is what this year will be about. The number 9 is about completion, what we're longing to complete, and receiving the fulfillment of that completion. moving that completion into expansion, shedding all the old patterns, the habits, the limitations, what we're feeling complete with that has come to pass. And just look at your own life and see all the things that that is, what's playing out in your movie. No more of this, no more of this, no more of this, no more of this. I'm done with this, I'm done with that. We as a collective are completing poverty, war, struggle, enslavement, disease, lies, limitations, doubt, fear, distractions, anger. For all that choose to let that part be complete in their, our life. Because, ladies and gentlemen, light workers, the light is here to stay and the light will prevail. And that is the humanitarian energy of the number 9. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What in your life are you completing? What about addictions? Are you ready to retire the addict? What about the wounded ego? Are you ready to love it free? Freeing yourself from your addictions and letting go of old habits, patterns, and beliefs that are not the truth of who you are at the core of your being. What about judgment? Are you ready to let go of judgment of good and bad, right and wrong? Are you ready to let go of judging yourself and others, even in the midst of them judging you? That's actually the key. When you're actually know that you're in mastery training is when you're being judged and to release the judgment of others. Another one of those human behaviors to retire. Replace judgment with compassion and understanding. It's a good post that I wrote. Next year is a new cycle. We're moving into a 1 year, a new cycle, a new earth. Hallelujah. And we've grounded it all in this year by claiming what it is that we want and by transmuting and purging what it is that we don't want. The great thing is we've surrendered and let go of everything that we don't want to bring into our new cycle with us. These are the highest days of transmutation, and we are up for it. Transmute quickly by surrendering and claiming your truth with every step you take. And remember that you have been in training for a long time, my beloved. Congratulations, brave warrior of light. Don't give up now. Remember that you and God are one. And together, you are unstoppable with your love. Visualize right now the highest beam of light that everything that you touch turns to gold and that you, my darling, have the power. You have the power to bring your love, your wisdom, and your truth into every cell of your being, including the cell memory of the earth, the universal call for love and light, peace on earth. I live in the light. I laugh in the light. I'm nourished and sustained by the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am. Speak this for yourself. I live in the light. I laugh in the light. I'm nourished and sustained by the light. I am the light. I am.